Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's a scene from the 1975 film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where the legendary King Arthur, on his way through a forest in search of the Holy Grail, is stopped in his tracks by a group of 10-foot-tall knights who refuse to let him pass unless he brings them a very special gift. Does anyone remember what that gift is? A shrubbery. The chief knight says, "One that looks nice and not too expensive." And the reason that that's funny is that we expect these imposing otherworldly knights to ask for something of great value or scarcity or sacredness. But as it is, all they want is a shrubbery, one that looks nice and not too expensive. Shrubbery, while it may certainly look nice, is a very ordinary object. Even in the plant world, it's easily outshone by more impressive species, like the cedar tree, which is so awe-inspiring that it forms the centerpiece of the national flag of Lebanon and comes up time and again in the Bible as a metaphor for greatness. In this morning's Old Testament reading from the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord says that on a high mountain he will plant the sprig of a cedar, quote, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. This is a beautiful vision of the kingdom of God, one where God establishes a great temple and beacon and home for all creation. All will find shelter in this lofty cedar of God. This month of June, the world recognizes two groups of people that have often not been welcomed as the Lord welcomes all in today's image from Ezekiel, and that is refugees and LGBT folk. 18 years ago, the United Nations declared June 20th to be World Refugee Day. So it's fitting that today we acknowledge that the number of those fleeing violence and persecution has been growing in recent years, while the willingness of nations to welcome them has often sadly diminished. Christians, we should always remember that according to Matthew chapter 2, verse 14, Jesus himself and his family were refugees in Egypt, fleeing the threat of violence to the young child in his home country. In those days, Egypt was a mighty cedar that provided shelter to the Holy Family. The Egyptians did not refuse to welcome them, and they certainly did not separate Jesus from Mary and Joseph upon their arrival. Prophet Ezekiel says that in God's noble cedar, quote, every kind of bird will live. Not several kinds of birds shall live, especially those who look and act pretty much like we do. Yesterday in our city, as cities do throughout the world this month, hosted its annual LGBT Pride Festival, where people from all over the region gather together in fellowship to celebrate the equality of everyone, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. The welcome that our church and our city extend to the LGBT community is much more common than it was a generation ago. But there is still hostility in many places towards gay and lesbian and transgender people. And in some cases, there is even overlap of those two communities that the world lifts up this month. In many places across the globe, LGBT persons become themselves refugees, seeking safety from those who would do them harm in their own lands. A branch of safety in that great cedar that is meant to shelter everyone is still sometimes not gracious enough to have a place for all in all places. Vision we have not yet fully realized as a global community. That, after all, is what a vision is for. To keep our eyes focused on that place to which God is calling us. today's gospel passage. Unlike our readings from the Old Testament this morning, Jesus does not speak of a great cedar tree. He speaks instead of a shrubbery. And just as medieval knights demanding a gift of a shrubbery from King Arthur makes us laugh, so Jesus lifting up and celebrating the greatest of all shrubs is likely meant to surprise the disciples too. There is no context in which the greatest of all shrubs isn't a bit funny. But the humor of a great shrub is there for a purpose. It's there to tell us that we don't always need to have a noble cedar tree to provide shelter and safety and care. As New Testament scholar Matthew Skinner writes, a mustard seed can grow dense, but it is hardly magnificent. Jesus must be grinning as he speaks. He's not aiming to impart insights about the relative worth of shrubberies, but to shock people into a new way of perceiving greatness. A shrub will do. As the mustard shrub, Jesus tells us, puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Important point about mustard shrubs is that they grow pretty much like weeds in the Holy Land, even in places where they may not be expected and where they may even be a bit inconvenient. This is how Jesus wants us to see the reign of God, as cropping up unexpectedly in small places and providing shade for everyone. And that can take the form of small acts of kindness and mercy and welcome. Those who are struggling or those who are marginalized. Between the awesome cedar of the Old Testament and the mustard shrub of the New, the moral of the story is the same in either case. All are invited, welcome, shelter under the wings.